It's Kegs 93.5. It is Daily Scramble Live, playing generational alt-rock. And in an attempt to be truly generational this morning, I've got Mike Walburn, hopefully, is on the phone. Are you there, Mike?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello, mate.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, you're down in San Diego at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm standing on the street like a homeless person waiting in line to get into Comic-Con.
This is a truly generational segment we're doing here, because Mike Walburn, who is clearly got no business being at Comic-Con, is down there. I'm just kidding, really, because this thing's been going on for like 50-odd years down there in San Diego. It's not the first year of this. I was saying before, Mike, you know, this started out as a scrawny-looking Superman in a baggy suit with a skin disorder. And now it's like this vast convention. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I got here last night. Last night was what was called preview night. And really what preview night is, where everybody comes the day before all the panels and buys all the toys. So there's a giant, giant hall with toys. And there are thousands and thousands of people buying toys, standing in line at every toy man. You know, there's Mattel is here and Hasbro's here. And of course, all the studios are here, and they've all got toys. And people are walking out giant, giant bags. It looks like Christmas in July, or at least they're getting ready for Christmas.
So that's what I think.
People are doing all these toys.
Well, that's what I think of when I think of Comic-Con, because I've never been, so I have a prejudiced view. But I think of, you know, like just a chance for the big networks to sell a load of swag. But there's a lot more to it. As you say, there are panels, and the panels are all the sort of creators and writers and artists from various sort of sci-fi fantasy franchises, I guess you would say, but, you know, books and magazines and comics and cartoons and TV shows now, I suppose it's branched out into. Have you seen anything interesting?
Well, the panels haven't started yet.
Oh, that's right.
There's going to be Steven Spielberg is going to be here. Charlize Theron is going to be here. The Game of Thrones crew is going to be here. And the Stranger Things, I think all the kids are going to be here.
Right.
And so, you know, people are standing in line. I got a wristband to get into Hall H. Hall H has 6,500 seats, and that's where the giant, that's where all the big stars go. So this morning they're going to have the preview of The Kingsman, which is that, you know, the comedy science fiction movie with Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Not science fiction, no. Comedy, a spy movie.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Kingsman, and, that's been out for a few years, that movie, right?
Yeah, and the sequel's coming out now.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing in line. I've been told I'm about 3,000 people back from the front, but in front of me, the first 3,000 people slept on the ground all night long to get into this place. So you see, you know, people in sleeping bags and all, folding chairs and or just people wrapped up in aluminum foil. Really trying to keep themselves warm, even though it's pretty warm here anyway.
Are there a lot of people in costume, is the way I sort of imagine it? People dressed up as Dr. Spock or whatever?
I went to WonderCon last year, which was like a mini Comic-Con put on by the same company.
They in Anaheim.
Yeah. And there were way more costumes I've seen so far. So it seems like the de rigueur costume here is a comic book T-shirt. And I have to tell you that because I stopped reading comic books when I was about 12, I don't recognize all these characters. I have no idea who the Punisher is and the Defenders are. I don't know who these people are.
Well, that's such a shame. You should have told me before you were going, because I've got a T-shirt with Marmaduke on it. Would that work?
Yeah, exactly. Marmaduke would have been great. But I just think it's fantastic. There's the enthusiasm is high here. And the amount of money that they've invested into this thing is you walk around the streets surrounding the convention center, they've taken over entire buildings and they've redecorated them so that they could look like something out of a movie. And, you know, so everywhere you go, and it's just a great nightlife because of so many people here. I see a guy is walking down the street. He's got a Batman hood on, and the guy in front of him is wearing a Superman hoodie.
Well, it's only 7:45 in the morning, man. They're just getting the makeup on now, so I think you'll find that there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a few Wonder Women around this morning, I reckon.
there was a band, as I was walking down the street last night, there was a band playing, and the sax player was dressed as Wonder Woman. The best thing I've seen so far in costume is a guy dressed as Princess Leia, a big hairy guy with a beard dressed as Princess Leia, and the woman he was with dressed as Han Solo. So that was
awesome.
Great turn. And so I see a Spider-Man walking toward me and a guy, I don't know, he's probably something, I can't tell what he is because, again, I don't know who these people are.
Well, I'm sure it's gotten to be huge, you know, Mike. I mean, since Netflix and Hulu and Amazon started making TV shows and they've branched into that whole arena of fantasy and science fiction and whatnot, it's going to just get bigger and bigger. I'm sure it's a mass. I'm sure that part of it's just the event itself and being surrounded by many thousands of people, you know, who are all excited about a genre.
You know, when you think about what's on television, I think that there's at least 20 television shows right now that are comic books, and they're adding new ones every day. Last night I saw the preview for a new show called Krypton. And you can imagine Krypton is about Superman's home planet.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's going to be two generations before Krypton explodes and Superman goes to Earth. And it's about the family L, because Superman's name was Kal-El. So it's the family L. We're going to get the whole history.
That's a great trivia question. What was Superman's original name? So now we know. Cool, man. Well, listen, you have a great time down there. I'm sure it's quite an event. I know you love that sort of convention. Maybe you can report back to us when you've seen a few panels and give us the skinny on what's happening next in that world.
Will do. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you later.
Yeah, take care. Thanks, Mike. Mike Waldman there. He's down at Comic-Con. What a guy. What a guy to be, you know, a gentleman of a certain age and still loving life and being interested in what's going on in the world and taking the chance of zipping down to San Diego. I love him. All right, Mike Waldman there. You can hear him every Tuesday on Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness right here on Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. I am Superman.